I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Germany is paraphrasing Ricky Ricardo today. America's got some splaining to do. The German Foreign Ministry summoned the American ambassador today and told him Germany wants an honest and full explanation of U.S. surveillance operations in Europe. And Chancellor Angela Merkel repeated her concerns that her own mobile phone is being monitored. Today she told a European summit that spying among friends is simply not done. The U.S. denies it, but the Europeans are not convinced. Journalist Ryan Gallagher has been reporting for Slate on the arguments in Europe over the legality of the surveillance. He's also a fellow at the New America Foundation. Tell us what the Europeans are so upset about, first of all, Ryan.
Well, they're very aggrieved that I think it's mainly the scale of some of the surveillance that's been disclosed that some of the governments over in Europe just claim that they had no idea what's going on. I mean, talking about sort of millions of communications, records of people's phone calls being monitored. So there's just a lot of fury about it. I think mainly because the leaders didn't seem to have been briefed on a lot of these things, or so they claim, by the Americans. And so they're very angry about that.
And now that they do know, where do the real legal issues lie?
In Europe, they'll see what's gone on as a violation of various treaties, for instance, the International Convention on Civil and Political Rights, because that enshrines the fundamental right to privacy of communications. It's also a likely violation of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, because the NSA seems to be tapping the phones of politicians and diplomats in Europe. But I can't really see this going through any sort of criminal court or anything like that. That would be too politically contentious.
And how do those legal issues stand up that you just listed? How do they stand up when France and Germany are also spying? I mean, there have been numerous allegations that France spied on its citizens. Der Spiegel reported back in July that Germany worked with the NSA to spy on Germans. I mean, does that matter? Does that count?
Yeah. Well, I think that does matter, and definitely there's an element of hypocrisy here. However, I think the scale of the outrage from some of the politicians, some of the lawmakers in Europe, it's because they're concerned about the US creeping into other countries in a way that they didn't really realize is going on. So while the French might be monitoring their own citizens, the Germans too, I don't think that the Germans will be tapping into American communications on American territory.
Have you heard of Europeans bringing up the perennial issue of American exceptionalism? You know, why America thinks it's okay to surveil other countries, but not other countries surveil the U.S.?
I mean, I think that that does come into it, because the argument that's been put forward quite aggressively by spokespeople for the administration, for the White House, they've said, well, look, you know, this is what we do. We're trying to protect the world, sort of thing. And, I think for a lot of, especially in Germany, where they have this legacy of, they have a very sort of scarred memory to do with surveillance, that they just take offense at any kind of mass intrusive surveillance. And so I think that argument doesn't cut it in Europe with some nations.
Ryan, before I let you go, I have to ask you this curiosity question. Does anybody in Europe really think Angela Merkel does serious business over her mobile phone? I mean, isn't she just like making restaurant reservations or something?
Well, do you know, it's an interesting point, because working in this field for a few years in issues of surveillance, you would be very surprised to learn of the terrible information security that high-level officials in certain governments have. You know, they don't use encrypted telephones. They sometimes use personal email accounts to conduct official business and things like that. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if Merkel had used a sort of normal consumer BlackBerry to do some sort of government business. But I don't know that. But it wouldn't surprise me. I certainly think that she'll be changing our behaviours now that these leaks have come out about the alleged tapping of her phone.
Yeah, she better be changing it now. Ryan Gallagher, journalist and future tense fellow at the New America Foundation. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, then.